Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and welcome to Intentional Living Today. How do you handle it when there's a tragedy? I mean, just an unexpected blindside tragedy in your life. Son or daughter who walks away from the Lord, maybe there's been a tragic result of drugs or alcohol or life decisions. Is there joy? Can you find joy? You know, and for those of us who are in ministry, it's even a more difficult question sometimes because we think, God, why would you allow this to happen to me and to my family? Well, today on Intentional Living, I have Charles Morris joining me, and some of you may know the name. Charles is the president and the speaker for Haven Today. Of course, the Haven Ministry has been around for many, many years, and Charles has a heart for God and a great teacher, but not immune. You know, those in Christian ministry and pastors and those of us who are followers of Christ are not immune from the choices that other people make, you know. Sometimes it's our kids, and in the case of Charles and his family, when their son chose to have a lifestyle choice that ultimately led to his death, you know, can you find joy in that? And we're going to hear Charles' story today. If you'd like to join us with a comment or a question that you'd like to offer for the future as we look at this topic, you can share with us by calling 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and get to our storyline and share your story there. Just before we get to Charles, also a reminder that we're just a week out now, just a week away from the Thrive Conference, Doing Business God's Way, which is a family conference, a very unique, powerful day-and-a-half experience, uniquely designed for families and business. And you can still register. We're getting down to the point where we need our final count. If you haven't registered yet, do so today by going to familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
What I really need to work on, giving my burdens over to the Lord and stop trying to fix everybody, including myself, problems.
The one thing that we are working on that we talked about in my family is being faithful, limiting the number of things that we do and then doing them so we will do them to completion.
What I've decided to do is to step back away from the busy life of taking care of kids and doing all the different things when you have when you're a special needs parent, to get back to my writing.
Well, that first thing that you said, that might need to change attitude. I'm a worship leader at a church here in Lubbock, and I'm just 21 years old, and I've been having a lot of insecurity problems lately. And I mean, I know that this is what God has called me to do, and I know that this is where I'm supposed to be, but I just need to realize that I need to put my faith in Him.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center, and we have a very special guest in the studio who just shared with our entire staff at chapel today, Charles Morris, who is the speaker and president of Haven Ministries, Haven Today radio broadcast. Many of you may remember Haven of Rest going back, what, how many years? 80 years?
We're 81 years old.
But you're not.
No. Some mornings I feel like I'm getting there, but it's good to be with you, Randy.
Well, thank you, Charles, and I appreciate when I listen to Haven Ministries, the thoughtful presentation of Scripture, but also the reality of life, because we face a real world today,
we do. Fast-changing, as we've been talking about,
absolutely,
too.
And you were sharing with the staff today about joy, and you have a personal story we'll get to a little bit later in the program that can sap joy. The story you're going to share is one that many have experienced and have lost their faith as a result. In your case, you took a different path, but You shared something this morning that was pretty interesting. You said we got to learn to preach to ourselves. That's really the core of being what we call intentional in our faith. Mm-hmm. If you're going to experience joy, talk a little bit about joy and preaching to ourselves.
Well, I think, Randy, I'll speak to Christians on this point, but I think it applies to anyone, whether they're a believer in Christ or not. We're more miserable than we think. Mm. We're popping more pills than ever before. I'm not objecting to popping pills. I've done that myself in a legal setting, of course. Let's not really talk about my 20s or teenage years, though, Randy. But I think we live in a world today where we're suffering from a lack of joy. And that's particularly true of Christians. And yet, for the Christian, we're called to be joyful. Mm. And I think probably one of the reasons, Randy, why we have so much trouble having joy in our lives as followers of Christ is we're trying to do it on our own. We're trying to control our lives on our own. Most of us would agree that we are saved by faith in Christ alone, but then we've got to work as hard as we can to be a good Christian. And I don't think when Paul had all those, he kept talking about joy. I mean, it's like in Philippians, as mentioned in so many times, but it's all through his letters. Our need for joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice in Philippians 4:4, probably its most famous verse. The point is, though, I think he had a different kind of a joy. He was not manufacturing that joy himself. He was doing it by preaching the gospel to himself. He realized that he had to become a Christian, but the way he was a Christian and lived the Christian life was to need the joy that only comes as a gift from the Lord and comes from the outside in. It doesn't come from reading a positive mental attitude book. It doesn't come from watching Oprah in the afternoons. It comes from the Lord as a gift to us, primarily through his word, but through his spirit working through us in his word.
You know, you were talking a moment ago, Charles, about this aspect of joy coming from preaching to ourselves the gospel, trusting in the Lord, not trying to do it ourselves. And one of the things here at Intentional Living, that even the word intentional is a very proactive, go do it, have a goal, have a habit, go after it.
Right.
And I always remind people, God is an intentional God, but he does the saving. He does the leading in our life. And I would love to hear your take. Let's come back in a moment. I'd love to hear your take on how is a Christian to be intentional in their faith without that intentionality becoming what I'm doing. In other words, becoming more work-oriented and so on. How can we be intentional in our faith without just being passive and waiting for God to do something? Let's come back and talk about that in just a moment.
I would like to tell you why we live an intentional life in our family. My children have a genetic disorder, but when we found out, my husband and I went from doctor to doctor, hearing more and more bad news, dealing with more and more medical problems, and we were just bumbling through life. One day when we were coming home from a doctor's appointment, we heard Dr. Carlson speaking about an intentional life. My husband turned to me and he said, "That is what we must do. We must live an intentional life. We have deliberately brought the joy back into life. We are no longer the illness and the problems that are occurring. We are a family worshiping God, and we have a medical problem. I just want to thank you for bringing God's word and letting us know about an intentional life in a moment when we deeply needed to hear that."
Hey, listen, you can share your story with us as well. What God is doing in your life when you call 888-888-1717 and share it with us on our storyline. I have a special guest in the studio, Charles Morris, who's the speaker and president of Haven Ministries, a radio broadcast that has been on the air for 80 years, a ministry that has impacted many lives, including my own, over the years, listening to the great teaching from this ministry. And Charles is here with our staff today sharing a lesson on the joy that we experience. What is joy and how do we experience that in Christ? And you were mentioning a minute ago, Charles, that you know joy is not something we work up ourselves. It's not something we do, but it's...
We try to do that.
We try to do it.
And it fails. It's hopeless to try to do that.
So how is a Christian to be intentional in their faith, which is purpose-driven? Intentional stretching toward a goal, intentional meaning I know why I'm here and I'm working at it. How do we balance that against really just obedience and following God? How would you see those two coming together?
Well, we are so influenced, more influenced by the world than we actually realize. The ministry I lead, Randy, is based in Southern California. I see it on the highways. I see the glitz in the cars that people drive. I see it in the svelte bodies that people want to work up with themselves. We want to be what we're not. We're almost intrinsically, even Christians here, want some Hollywoodness to show up in us as well. But once we become Christians, something's different. This is countercultural. Christianity is countercultural. We learn that Jesus was a man of sorrows, the Bible calls him. Paul, all the way through in his letters, talks about the sorrows that Christians will face. I go to Africa and I see a whole different concept of Christianity there, where if I want something, I can have it. If I want the Rolls Royce, I should demand that from the Lord. But the wonderful thing is, the Lord knows we are going to have things come our way. Take your pick. You can fill in the blank as to what that is. For us, it was losing an older son due to a drug overdose. Mm-hmm. And we could keep going on that, because the younger son, who hated his older brother for being the drug addict, then ends up getting on drugs himself. But I'm heading off to Lima, Peru, where he's a missionary, to see him ordained as a pastor this weekend. And his wife now is expecting their first child this summer. And, you know, the Lord always hears our prayers and answers. But there is this time when we are taken through these valleys and, for instance, are losing a son. Was I angry with God? Of course. My wife was too. Did I shake my fist in the face of God and say, why did you let this happen? And yet at the same time, I knew where I needed to go as a Christian. There wasn't any way I could work up happiness, or some kind Christians thinking they're being kind say, don't worry, you'll get over it. You don't get over losing a child. You never get over it. We never know when we're going to start grieving again. And I know we grieve every year at the anniversary of his death. But it's interesting, when we lost our son due to a drug overdose, I was reading the Word. My wife was reading the Word. We were reading the Word together. But then there was just, you know, what the Spirit does with us. The Spirit led us to just, we kept coming back to one passage in Romans 12. And we had some friends, dear friends, they drove over 1,000 miles just to comfort us and be with us. And the reason why they had to drive that distance, they told us once they got with us, was because they had to share a passage of Scripture with us. And guess what? It was the same passage. That's how the Lord works. That's how the Spirit works. Somehow, God will take these things that He doesn't cause, but He allows to happen. The most awful things that happen in our lives, the breaking up of the marriage, and I could just go through the laundry list, losing a child like in our case, but losing a job, or not being able to get a job, that so many people our ministry hears from, and I'm sure you do as well. God still is at work in our hearts, and He's calling us to have this joy, but it's a joy that's only found when He comes from the outside in. Absolutely. And shows us that the truth, that is the gospel. Christ died for me. He died on the cross. I make my way to the cross. That's how I live the Christian life. That's how I find my joy in the Christian life. And that's how we keep on living the Christian life.
That's good. That's good, Charles. I think, you know, I have a lesson that I teach people when we talk about intentional living, based on the book of Ephesians, and where the first half, the first three chapters of Ephesians, really focusing on the inside. It's kind of an inside perspective on, you know, that we've been chosen, we've been loved, that we've been given the Holy Spirit, all of these beautiful things that we can do the inside work. And then, therefore, he says in chapter 4, and he starts to lay out how we're to relate in our marriage, how to relate in the workplace, and so on. And I remind Christians that if we want to be intentional, let's make sure we got the inside work done first, and knowing who we are in Christ.
Absolutely.
And have a deep relationship. Then when you set that goal, when you start to develop those action plans, there's a great flexibility, because you know ultimately God is in charge of that. And that's really intentional living.
It is. Do we have time for a little story?
Hold on for a minute.
All right.
Let's come back. I want to hear the story.
It's from my wife, so it's good.
Okay, it's a good story. Charles Morris, my guest today, speaker and president of Haven Ministries, and I keep referring to Haven of Rest, because for many years,
what we grew up
with,
right?
And you just told the staff you had enough rest.
That's right.
And so it's the Haven Ministries today. We'll be back with Charles in just a moment. What a tripwire is simply an opportunity to be shaken out of autopilot long enough to stop and think about what's going on in our life. You know, we get in life and we put on the autopilot. We kind of fly along. All of a sudden, we need something that shakes us out of it. The thing about tripwires, though, they can either be positive or negative. They can either blow you up, right? Or they can warn you. Think about some of the tripwires, the wartime tripwires, the explosives that, you know, destroy and maim. We've seen that. But you know, your garage door has a tripwire too, doesn't it? A little light beam that goes across. So if the garage door is closing and all of a sudden one of your children or grandchildren trip that wire, trip that light, the door supposedly is going to stop and go back up. Tripwires. Hey, listen, I talk in this month's lesson about the power of tripwires in our life in a very practical sense. We all need to have those kind of warning signals that go off that wake us up that we're heading the wrong direction. It could be for our health, our finances, our marriage, any area of your life. And so, members, as you receive this, listen to it, share it with others, give me your feedback. If you have topic suggestions, we'd love to hear them. Also, this month, for everyone who will share a gift with the ministry, and God bless you for sharing with us here at Intentional Living, we'd love to give to you a DVD teaching, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave, with a question mark. Because there are levels of misbehavior and reasons and purposes behind misbehavior. As a parent or grandparent, as you understand them, they'll be helpful to you. So if you're not a member, come join us this month. We'd love to have you be a part of the membership team receiving ongoing teaching every month. But if not a membership, a single gift, if you could share the best gift you possibly can with the Ministry of Intentional Living this month, we have a special offer this month, and it's the DVD teaching, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave. You know, every intentional parent has to care enough and know enough and then do enough to be a great parent. So you're going to learn some practical tips as a way of helping you as a parent or grandparent. It's our gift to you. Ask for it when you join us by going to theintentionallife.com. Just click the box and we'll get that gift to you. Theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." When you attend the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, May 28th and 29th, you'll have the rare opportunity to learn firsthand from industry experts from family companies like the Ping Corporation.
Not only will you hear their stories of finding joy and building a legacy, but you'll also meet other Christian family business owners, godly men and women just like you, with whom you can build powerful networking relationships.
Whether you're already in a family business or interested in learning how to get started, Dr. Randy Carlson invites you and your whole family to the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, May 28th and 29th at the beautiful Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. Go to familybusinessconference.com.
Remember, seating is limited, so register now. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Join us for this life-changing, limited seating conference. Register now at familybusinessconference.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's guest today is Charles Morris, the president of Haven Today, which has had a radio ministry for 81 years. And you know, you can only have a ministry for 81 years by having a deep trust in Jesus Christ. That's why I'd like to recommend one of Dr. Randy's blogs, 5 Ways to Develop a Deeper Trust in God. And the first way to develop a deeper trust is to know what you believe. You'll find these 5 ways at theintentionallife.com/blog. And scroll down to page 4. That's theintentionallife.com/blog. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today. If you're a new listener, Intentional Living, we have one real clear focus in what God has called us to, as Paul reminds us, and we're talking about Ephesians a moment ago in the book of Ephesians, that we're to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. And it becomes an inside job, knowing who we are in Christ, having a relationship with Christ, and then actively living out our faith every day in a world that is certainly wanting to suppress or marginalize our message. And so today we're just focusing on Charles' story of joy and what it really means to preach to yourself, but also the fact that you've been through this in life. You had a son that overdosed on drugs. How old was your son, Charles?
He was 22.
22.
When he died, yes.
How did that hit you You have a story you want to share. Before you do that, how did that hit you? You're in ministry at the time, right?
Yes, yes. I was supposed to have all the answers.
What happened inside of Charles?
We wrote about it in a book. Actually, I wrote it with my wife, but it was really my wife, how she expressed her grief was in writing this, but then we wrote it together. I went on the air and talked about it, and I just poured my heart out on the air. But it was the kind of thing where we always knew in the back of our minds this was possible. But I'll never forget, Randy, getting the call probably 2 hours after the funeral of burying our son, getting the call from the head of another Christian ministry, of all things a family ministry, and I won't say who it is, and he had to kick his daughter out the same day our son died. And he was calling me for what steps should he take. And I said, look, you're the Christian counselor. I'm not the Christian counselor. I'm an old hack journalist. You know, I preach the word here on the radio, too. He wanted me to give him a list of what to do. And I said, look, and I said his name. We did everything humanly speaking. You know, we were living in Colorado Springs. We called, you know, who are we supposed to go? We got linked up with the counselor. We did the boot camp in Utah. We did the treatment centers. We did everything humanly imaginable, and yet our son still died of a drug overdose. And that's where, if you don't have faith in Christ, if you can't depend on him, you don't have anywhere to go.
That's right.
You have nowhere to go.
And Charles, that's a reminder. When we think of intentional living, and I warn all of us who are on this journey of living intentionally, when you face a challenge, you know, you've set a goal and you've been going after a goal, when it blows up in your face, and it could be the death of a child, it may be a marriage that blows up and you didn't expect it, maybe a change in your health. If you think that you're doing this yourself, therefore it should happen. You know, I've got the plans, I'm being intentional, it should happen. Yeah. Boy, you have nowhere to turn. But if you start everything on the basis of your relationship with Christ, your confidence in him completely, when things happen in your life, yeah, they're painful. And you said, you grieve like all others. I mean, you and your wife grieved. It wasn't because you're
still
in ministry.
Do. Last week for my wife, maybe next week for me.
Absolutely.
And we just have learned how to we console each other. But that means we come back to the Lord together and we find our help in him. Mm-hmm. I did share a little story in the devotions here earlier today that a good friend of mine, a New Testament scholar, and he was a Bible translator, well known. And I asked him one night, because I was going through a hard time in ministry. I was having doubts of my faith. I was doing what I do now. I'm supposed to always be the upbeat, positive one, help them have their plan and know what to do. And I seriously had my doubts. And I said, how do I live the Christian life? And this famous New Testament scholar said to me, you hang on to the cross and you run to the cross. Now, those were the key words that I didn't mention in chapel earlier today. Run to the cross. Mm-hmm. When these things happen to you, you run to the cross. You hang on to the cross. You never let go of the cross. That's how we live the Christian life. That's something I can do.
Yes.
It's something that I personally can do. But I can't bring the joy into my life. I can't create the perfect plan that will give me whatever it is I think I'm supposed to have. God knows best. But if I'm hanging onto the cross, if I'm living by faith, the Christian life through the cross, then he will lead me in the ways that I should go. And hopefully I'll be following him all the time.
We would call that intentional living around here.
Yes, you would. Yes, Randy.
Because that's what it is. That's being intentional in following the cross. As
Amen.
The
king. Amen.
Well, Charles, thank you for being here today, sharing with our staff.
Randy, it's been a blessing to me. It really has. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming from Southern California to be with us. Charles Morris is the speaker and president of Haven Ministries. And if you have not heard their broadcast, you should. They have a powerful message and a real heart for God. So, Charles, again, thanks for being with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, what God's been doing in your life intentionally, share it with us at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. And if you'd like to know more about the Haven Ministries and Charles Morris, come on over to our website at theintentionallife.com and click on the broadcast highlights. It'll be there for you.
Dr. Carlson, I noticed tonight you had a lot of people that have lost children on your program. Anyhow, I lost my son 3 years ago. And prior to that, I buried a 12-year-old grandson. I know it's not an easy time. Daily crawling into Christ's arms, and I would let him hold me, and I would let him anoint me. Early on, somebody gave me a scripture. When David's son was dying, and he had been mourning, and when his son died, he went in and got cleaned up. And his servant said, I don't understand. And he said, my son will no longer come to me, but someday I will go to my son. I know that I will see my son and my grandson. Thank God they both knew Jesus Christ. And that someday we will have a great reunion in heaven. So I would just encourage all of those people just to hang on to Jesus.
Hold on to Jesus. I will hold on to Jesus for life. Like a child holding on to a promise. I will cling to his word and believe. As I press on to take hold of that. For which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So I will hold on to the hand of my Savior. And I will hold on with all my might. I will hold loosely to things that are I will hold on to Jesus for life. I'll hold on to Jesus. I will hold on to Jesus for life.
Boy, you know, as you hear that song, what a beautiful reminder in music, as you heard the testimony. That really set the stage, I think, for today's program of finding joy in the midst of the tragedy in your life. And again, I want to thank Charles Morris for joining me today from Haven Ministry. And next time you hear that program, you look behind the words, you view behind the words that there's a real man, a man with challenges in his life. And that's true for me, true for your pastor and pastor's wife and everybody in ministry. We face junk just like the world, like you face. It's just part of life. But we choose to do a couple things. We choose to be intentional in terms of our faith in God and in terms of the next decision that we make, not out of perfection, but out of trusting God, a God who loves you and cares for you. This is a Memorial Day weekend. By the way, coming Monday, we have a very special Memorial Day program for you. I hope you'll join us. And then some programs coming up, making change work. Maybe it's difficult to go through change in your life. That's a topic coming up, as well as a reminder that we're less than a week away now from the Family Business Conference, doing business in your family God's way in for Phoenix. And so if you haven't registered, I encourage you to do so today. We'd love to have you still be a part of this. We've got a great group coming from all over the country, and you can be a part of it as well. May 28th, 29th at the Biltmore. You can register by going to familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.